Welcome to Get Over It, the Intuitive Transformation Podcast for Exceptional 21st Century Living. I am so happy you're with me tonight. We've got a fantastic guest. We have Melissa Alvarez with us, and she's going to be talking about her book, Believe and Receive. Now, guys, you know you need this, okay? So get pen and paper, sit back, relax, take some notes, and afterwards go on Amazon, buy the book, and fix yourself, okay? Get over yourself. Just know that this is going to be a great show, and tune in. Now, the information shared on Get Over It uses intuitive and pragmatic insight to help you break through the blocks and release energy that is no longer needed. Yes, we're going to help you release your BS that is holding you back. But as you all know, the question is, are you really ready to? And by the way, folks, BS is belief system. A bit about me for my new listeners, intuitive since birth. I'm a third generation intuitive with over 3 decades of experience helping people break through the blocks along their path. I'm a strategist for personal and professional transformation, revealing information which enables you to become a master builder of your life. I spent 25 successful years in corporate America as an executive sales professional, and I'm the founder of Healing Visions Ministries and the Northern California Children's Education Network, a 501c3 nonprofit. I authored Getting Your M&Ms, the Men and Money book, and Masterful Choices, the Key to Easy, Effective Change. I provide consultations and healings regarding relationships, business, career, money, and love that heal the mind-body-spirit connection, allowing you to live your life to the fullest. Now, my clients say that I keep it real while providing them with accurate information to assist them along their journey as a spirit living a human existence. But they also say, if you really don't want to know, don't ask Monique. My background includes a doctorate in metaphysics, right? And again, that's MoniqueChapman.com. Excuse me. My guest this evening, Melissa Alvarez, is a best-selling, award-winning author who has written 10 books and nearly 500 articles on self-help, spirituality, and wellness. As a professional intuitive coach, energy worker, spiritual advisor, medium, and animal communicator with over 25 years of experience, Melissa has helped thousands of people bring clarity, joy, and balance into their lives. Melissa teaches others how to connect with their own intuitive nature and how to work with frequency for spiritual growth. She has appeared on numerous radio shows both as a guest and a host. Melissa is the author of 365 Ways to Raise Your Frequency, Your Psychic Self, and Animal Frequency. Melissa's books have been translated into Romanian, Russian, Chinese, French, and Czech. She lives in South Florida with her family, dogs, and horses. And you can check her out online at her website, and that's melissaa.com, and that's melissaa.com, and animalfrequency.com. Welcome, Melissa.
Thanks so much for having me today, Monique. Hey. I loved it.
Okay. Melissa, thanks so much for being on the show today. You've got a new book coming out February 8th. It's titled Llewellyn's Little Book of Spirit Animals. Would you come back on next month and talk about that book?
Of course, I'd love to.
Okay, great. Well, right now, we're going to talk about her book, Believe and Receive, and it's about the use of the 40 laws of nature to attain your deepest desires. Now, everybody's familiar with The Secret and the Law of Attraction, but, you know, folks, this book goes much deeper than that, and it helps you with the information so you truly can connect with the frequencies and the energy to improve your life. Melissa, you've written so many books. Why was this book so important to get out to the world?
Well, because I wanted people to know that there is more than just the law of attraction, that there are more natural laws that they can use to help them achieve the things that they desire in their lives. Uh-huh. Sometimes people get limited by, you know, just one law, and there's so many more. So what I did is I picked the 40 of the laws that I thought would help people the most. And that would be laws that would appear in their lives more often. And so that's why I wrote about those, so that it could help people get what they want to get.
Okay, well, you did a great job. Now, you work a lot
thank you.
Yes, fantastic. Folks, it's an easy read. It's a pocketbook for you ladies who carry a little bit larger bag. It's about 260-270 pages and chock full of information. She's got a lot of what she calls application tips in the book for you to work through, and also the try it now. And if you do the try it now, you will find an instant shift in your energy if you do the try it now. Okay. You write a lot about frequency and personal vibration. Why is that so important for us to pay attention to in order to create?
Well, because what your frequency is your own personal vibration. And if your energy is low and your vibration is low, then you can't really attract the things that will rise you up into levels of higher consciousness. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you're in a low energy pattern, you really don't know how to get out of that. You know, you can get stuck in that low frequency. So for me, I always am like bouncing off the walls, and I always have a high frequency, and it came from just years and years of learning about psychic abilities, intuition, energy work, all those things. So to me, it's important that people understand what frequency is, how they can use it. Because it really does, when you're at a higher level of frequency, your life really does flow a lot smoother, and things come to you easier, and it's easier to reach the goals that you're trying to get to. And if you dip down into a lower frequency, but yet you understand how the high frequencies work, then it's easier to lift yourself back up and to get back into that high level of frequency. So for me, it's important to write about that, in order to help people understand it more, because when you understand it, then you can do it. And then like with animal frequencies, you know, it's animals are important to me, so I wrote about that because it's a different kind of connection. It's a connection through the divine to the animal kingdom. And when they show up to you, if you understand that frequency connection, then you can receive their messages. So overall, just understanding how our frequency works within the frequency of the universe, I just feel that that's an important lesson that everybody should try to learn while we're on the earthly plane.
Well, that's what we came here to Earth School to learn, right?
That's right.
We'll get it one way or another. Now, how does your frequency and your personal vibration relate to the natural laws? And maybe we should start with what are the natural laws so that people, we're all on the same page.
So the natural laws are things that you can use in order to, okay, so for example, you have the law of attraction, you know, which everybody knows about, or a lot of people know about, and that's when you are trying to attract something that you desire to you, and then you learn ways that you can use ways to make that work. Okay, but there are other laws, like the law of gratitude. The law of gratitude says in order to obtain what you want in life, you've got to truly, at a soul level, be thankful for what you already have. So if you're not feeling gratitude for what you already have, then it makes it harder for new things to come to you. Mm-hmm. That makes sense?
It makes perfect sense. In fact, in your book, you talk about gratitude, and you said to be grateful for the good and the bad. Now, people
right.
generally would say, like, why? But so why should we be grateful for what we consider as bad happening to us?
Because so what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right? So if you're going through a difficult situation and you try to see the good in that situation, even though it could be absolutely horrible, you're looking at it from a different perspective. Now, the law of perspective is also one of the natural laws. And that means that how you look at a situation is going to affect the outcome of that situation. Now, granted, it's hard to be thankful for things that are absolutely, completely terrible that we go through. And there's things that happen that you sit there and you go, there's no way I can be thankful for this. You know, and especially like, you know, when bad things happen to good people, you know, if you go with that quote, it's hard. It's not easy. I'm not going to sit here and say this is an easy thing to do. It's not. It's really, really hard. But if you can bring yourself to that level that you can raise your frequency enough that you can kind of find something in that to look forward. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
So recently, my mother-in-law passed away and my dog passed away within 2 days. And it was really, really difficult. And, you know, if I had taken, you know, I cried my eyes out and everything, but if I had taken a negative look on that, you know, then I couldn't appreciate them being in my life as it was, you know. And then, you know, when you look for, like, I received numerous signs from both of them that they're okay. And so now, instead of looking at the fact that I don't have them in my life anymore, I have to look at the fact that, you know, I was really blessed to know both of them, you know. And yeah, I miss them, but there's good in it. There is good in it because they were part of my life. Had I not known either one of them, then... That would have been it would be a shame not to have known them. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
So even when, you know, things like death, though, it's so hard to accept and it's so hard to deal with. But if you can look inside and try to find what's the good thing I can find in this bad situation, even if it's a little itsy-bitsy thing, then that's something that you can work from, you know. And it's not always easy. Sometimes it's really, really difficult. But as spiritual beings on the earthly plane, nobody ever said coming here was going to be easy. So
right.
We have to try to understand the, you know, appreciate the good, understand, accept, and appreciate the bad. Even, you know, I mean, that's the way I look at it. I mean, because if you don't do it that way, then you can find yourself becoming really depressed. You get upset about things all the time. You're not looking for the good anymore, so everything's always negative. And negativity can bring you down, and that's not what you want to do. You want to lift yourself up and be happy and joyful and be a blessing to other people, even if it's somebody you're just walking by in the grocery store, because you never know what little positive effect you might have on someone else, even if it's a brief encounter.
You know, it's interesting that you brought up the grocery store because one day last week, I don't remember, I went grocery shopping, I was in Safeway, and I was just, you know, bouncing around doing my usual thing, and I was going one direction, this lady was coming toward me, and I just looked at her and smiled, and she stopped me, and she said, "Thank you," and I'm looking at her like, "Huh?" And she said, "Thank you for the smile." And I'm like, "Okay." And she goes, "No, do you realize how many people don't smile?" And
that's true.
I thought it for a second, and I'm like, "Yeah." And she goes, "Thank you very much." And I didn't know this woman, so I thanked her. She thanked me, and we went on. But it's amazing how one small little act can change somebody's energy. And I remember back working in corporate America when I worked at the Kaiser Building, would go in every day, and there was this doorman, and he was a short little black man, not necessarily attractive, but, you know, really nice. Every morning, he would open the door for all the women and say, "Good morning, beautiful. Have a wonderful day."
Aw, that's awesome.
Exactly. And, you know, you got to look forward to that every morning. And, you know, some mornings I wasn't feeling so wonderful walking in that door. But just those few words flipped the energy, and I allowed myself to have a better day based on that. So it's amazing how, you know, that small little bit of information can just shift your energy tremendously.
No, I totally agree with that. It only takes a little to mean a lot.
Yes, it does. So, folks, you know, keep that in mind, especially with everything that we're going through. You know, I don't know what your client base has been talking to you about lately, but, Melissa, my client base, everybody is feeling out of sorts. They're feeling like they can't move forward. It's inertia, inaction. Have you experienced that with your client base?
Not really, but then again, I'm not actively involved into a higher vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Things can do that. It's like, you know, little things happen to hold you back and to trip you up. And because it's just, I don't know, I've heard people refer to it as the little gremlins trying to drag at your coattails, because it's just energy changing and you're trying to move forward, and other things can try to hold you back from moving forward, and that's just natural. For me, I just say, "Okay, you're a gremlin, go away," you know, and then I try to step ahead of what whatever is trying to hold me back. And if you recognize that as, okay, this is a time of growth for me, this is a time of transition for me, and there's going to be little things trying to hold me back from changing my frequency to a higher vibration and to learn more about myself on the spiritual level, then you can notice what it is and then do whatever you need to do to go, you know, surpass that or go over it or to release it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Folks, we're speaking.
Sometimes I talk in circles, so if I am, just tell me.
That's okay. We both do. We're on the same frequency here, so we're fine.
Okay, that's awesome.
The audience will catch up. It'll be just fine.
Okay.
Folks, we're speaking with Melissa Alvarez. She's the author of Believe and Receive. You can check her out at her website. So that's melissaa.com, melissaa.com, and animalfrequency.com. Melissa, in your book, you write about intention. You write about belief, and you talk about different types of intention. With this being still January in the new year, you know, people have either followed the resolutions or they've given them up. So how mm-hmm. can they utilize intention? Talk about intention and how people can utilize intention to achieve some of their goals.
Okay, so your intention is the basis of what you are trying to achieve. There's good intentions. There's bad intentions, and there's indifferent intentions. So if you have a good intention, then you're able to, that's a higher frequency, so you're able to move forward easier than if you have bad intentions. And you really have to look at your motivation. Your intention is your motivation behind what you do. So if you're trying to obtain a goal, you have to look at, okay, am I trying to obtain this goal for my good, or have I got some negative thing behind me pushing to trying to get this goal? So let me give you an example. Say you're at your job, okay, and at your job you want a promotion. Okay, so your intention is to get the promotion. That's a good intention because you're going to try to get a promotion, make more money, move up in the company and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if behind you have the intention of, well, so-and-so is due for that promotion before me. So how can I go around that person to get the promotion that they should get? That's not a good intention because you have bad motivation towards that other person instead of, you know, trying to get it yourself. You're trying to work around that person to get to the job. So if you stay pure in your intention, then you'll find things will come easier to you. So if you're pure in your intention, you're after the job, and you move forward in a straight line, tell your supervisor, I want to get this job because of whatever, and I think I'm qualified because of whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you leave it at that, that's good. Okay, if you go the other route and you, like, sabotage the other person to try to get them out of the running for the promotion, that's bad. If you follow the good intention, what could happen? Okay, you could get the promotion. Maybe the other person decides, you know what, I'm tired of this job, I'm going to retire. Okay, well, it resolved itself right there because it's time for you to have a higher position within the company.
Mm-hmm.
So when you work from good intentions, you'll find that things seem to fall into place better than if you work with a bad motivation behind you. And I always say, you know, walk the higher road. You know, try not to have, you know, don't try to get back at people or have revenge or, you know, work from a point of jealousy. Those are all negative emotions. And that will cause problems later because everything will come back and bite you in the butt when you're least expecting it. So,
yes, it does.
So, and then the third type of intention that I feel is important is the indifference. You can't be indifferent with your intention. You have to have positivity behind it because if you're indifferent, guess what's going to happen? You're just going to sit in the same spot in the same rut. And you're not going to be able to move forward. You're just going to stall out. And until you get that stalling resolved by, you know, pretty much giving yourself a kick and saying, hey, look, you can't just sit here and do nothing. You've got to take some kind of action, which we could talk about the law of action too. But
mm-hmm.
That gets you motivated to move with positivity forward. So it's, you know, don't use bad motivation, bad intentions. Don't become indifferent, but be positive in what you're trying to achieve and take action to try to get to what you want to get in your life.
Okay. Well, I was going to go to the law of action next, so let's talk about that.
Okay.
That would be a really good starting point for people, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. I always recommend that people start with the law of action simply because if you don't take action, nothing's going to happen. Okay, so if you think that, or if a person thinks that, okay, I want to, okay, let's use the law of attraction too with this. So okay. The law of attraction says what you put out there, you're going to get back. Okay, so say you put out there, I want to get a new car. Okay, and then what are you going to do? You can't just say, I want a new car, and then do nothing to try to get that car, because uh-huh. that car's not just going to magically drive itself up into your driveway and say, hey, I'm here, you know. It's not going to happen that way.
Right.
So, I know, right? So, if you say, I want to get a new car, then you've got to take action to try to achieve that car. You've got to start saving your money. You've got to look at your credit score, make sure it's good so you can get a loan to get your car. You know, there's things that you have to do. And then once you put forth the effort, then that car will eventually come to you. You can't just sit back and wait for something to happen because 9 times out of 10, if you just put the thought out there and forget about it, sometimes that works. But sometimes, I mean, most of the time, you have to do something to achieve it.
Uh-huh.
You can't just not work to achieve what you want. It is not going to happen that way most of the time. So, and you can't just say, okay, I'm going to put this out there and I'll wait till it gets here. You know, you might be waiting for 10 years and it's still not shown up. But had you taken action, you might have it in 6 weeks.
Okay.
You know, you just have to work for what you want. That's the law of action.
Okay. Well, you know, some people say, especially those that are very religious-based, that, you know, I'll just give it to God. And I don't have a problem with giving it to God or God itself, but don't you still have to take some action if you're giving it to God besides giving it to God and turning it over to another
I think
power?
So. There's some – well, I think – okay, so some things – especially if it's an emotional issue, you uh-huh. give it to God, and then you let him help, or her, or however you believe, uh-huh. help you come to emotional understanding of the situation, okay?
Okay.
But if you're trying uh-huh. to get a physical object, then what are you going to give that to God for? What, you think he's just going to bring it over to your house? You have to put effort in if you're trying to get something in your life. God will help you in every single thing that you do, but you have to put an effort forth, you know, to achieve it yourself.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like the way I look at it as I was always told by my father, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. And you know, if you want to get over there, you've got to walk that line to get to it.
Uh-huh.
And you have to make a path for yourself. Well, God gave us the ability to be here and learn life lessons, and he will help us, and he will do whatever he can for us. But you can't expect to just be, you know, here's my silver platter, fill it up, please. I mean, at least that's the way I believe. I believe we all have to work for what we want to achieve, and that if we're not working for it, then we're not going to get it. I mean, unless you really... Now, sometimes you're really blessed with a gift. Sometimes things, God just says, here, have this. And they put it. He puts it in your lap, and it's yours.
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't always happen. And if you're just sitting around waiting for that, then, you know, to me, it's kind of sad because, you know, there's so much to life that you could be living instead of just sitting back and waiting for somebody else to do it for you or somebody else to give it to you. You know, go out and achieve what you want to do. Believe it, and you'll receive it. That's why I named the book that, you know.
Yep, and it is important to go for that belief component to be there. I know someone who eventually went homeless because she refused. She knew what she wanted. She wants $1 zillion, of course, but she doesn't want to work for it. She says, God's going to give it to me. I'm like, okay. And now she's sleeping outside on a piece of cardboard, but she still refuses to do anything to take those steps to start achieving, like a roof over her head, you know, those small things.
Right.
So it's really important that we don't get stuck. So how about,
I agree.
How do we put the belief in there that, you know, okay, I want this new car, and I figured out the car that I want, and I can see it in my mind's eye, and I look at the price tag, and it says $50,000. And I'm like, ah, Yeah, so as soon as they say, aren't I taking it away from myself? Isn't that believing that?
Well, you're definitely putting a block in your path.
Uh-huh.
So don't think about it as, okay, the car's $50,000. Think about, what do I need down on that, and what are my monthly payments going to be? Can I afford that? And another thing is, you've got to be realistic about where you are on your path. Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking, okay, it's a living above your means. You don't want to live above your means. You want to live within your means and achieve, you dream for the bigger things, and then you elevate yourself so that your means is now at a higher level than it was when you started that dream. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're constantly lifting yourself up and growing. And, okay, so if you have a job that won't allow you to afford that $50,000 job, $50,000 car, then how can you afford it? Can you take classes, go to school, get a degree in a different career? Will that pay you more so that you can afford that car that you want? Maybe that's a path you could take. Or maybe you could work a second job in addition to the job you're already working, and that'll give you more money coming in, and then you can save your money and not blow it and spend it on things that you don't really need because you're saving for that car. Mm-hmm. And then, there's always more than one path to an end result, even if the straightest line is the quickest one. There's always ways you can get around stuff and meander around things and until you achieve the goal that you're wanting.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said achieve the goal that you're wanting. How quick do we achieve that goal? I have a client, she's a very dear client and actually a friend, and way back when The Secret came out, she read The Secret, and she called me up. She goes, Monique, and I said, yeah, hi, great to talk to you. And she goes, I read The Secret, now when do I get what I want? Okay. Not quite like that. So what happens when we try to force abundance, or we just read some words on a page and we expect it to show up instantaneously?
Well, first of all, understand that it's probably not going to do that. It's probably not going to show up instantly.
Mm-hmm.
That it's something you got to work for. The other thing to remember about that, and when you're using the laws of the universe and the natural laws, is that sometimes what you want isn't what you're supposed to have right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for example, if say you're in a relationship with someone and you want something that would hurt that other person. Okay, well, you might not get it right now because now there's another person involved, and, the universe may see that, okay, you can't have it right now because now you're doing damage over here to this
uh-huh.
other person.
Uh-huh.
So maybe 10 years down the road, 15 years down the road, maybe you're not with that person anymore. So now there's no longer that third party there. But that thing that you wanted 15 years ago is still in your mind. It's still in there, and you're still thinking about it. So you're still giving it attention and energy within yourself. Well, now that that other person is no longer involved, now maybe it can come to you. Everything happens when the time is right. And what our time frame is and what the universe's time frame is, it doesn't ever mesh because the universe goes so slow. And we're in an age where everything is instant. You're on the phone instantly, you're on the internet, you're on this and that. And we're used to getting everything quick. Well, the universe is like, nope.
If you got many laws in this book, so which one should people be most aware of? Now, you're saying the law of action is the law to start with, but are there any laws that people should be most aware of and keep uppermost in their mind?
Well, if you're trying to, okay, so let's look at the law of perspective for just a second. That law is, how you look at things. So always consider how you're looking at the situation and try to look at it from multiple points of view. That's one that I always recommend. If you're trying to gain more money in your life or be more prosperous in your life, whether it's finances or just more happiness and joy, then the law of prosperity is the one that you want to consider. If you're trying to grow spiritually, the two that I really recommend for this, and I think a lot of people want to grow spiritually and they want to, raise their frequency. So the two that I recommend for that is the law of divine oneness. Now, that one means that everything that you can see and touch in the physical realm and everything that you experience in the spiritual realm are all connected and are all part of one divine whole. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you take that law and you put it with the law of light, which means that when you transform your consciousness and you connect to your own inner light, that the light of the universe and the light that we have in each other, so everybody's light, is going to open ourselves up. You know, you're connecting to everybody else's light, the universal light, your own light, and it opens us up to feel a deeper sense of empowerment, more universal knowledge, you know, within us. And we have a deeper connection to one another because our consciousness is now more awakened than it was before. So if you're trying to grow spiritually, I suggest using those two laws hand in hand because you have to know it's all connected on a grand scale, but you also have to know that we all are individually pieces of that grand scale.
Okay. So it's important just to kind of like, I guess, be in the present. In your book, you talk about the power of silence. Why is silence so important and so powerful?
Because when you're quiet, you can hear more on a spiritual level than if you're running your mouth all the time like I do. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
no, I talk a lot. No, I talk a lot. But no, sometimes there's power in silence in, you know, there are two ways. One, it's listening, you know, and when you are quiet and you're connecting to the energies of the laws and you're connecting to your inner self, then you're able to, you hear more on, like, with your clairaudience, you know, you hear more on a soul level. The other part is sometimes you just have to keep your mouth shut. And sometimes it's just a matter of you being quiet and listening to what the other people have to say and understanding where they're coming from. And that's the law of perspective comes in again because everybody has a different law, a different perspective on the situations that they're in. So silence is important in order to understand yourself, the universe, and other people.
Mm-hmm. So when you're saying, you know, don't talk, you know, shut your mouth for a moment, does that mm-hmm. also include, like, taking the earbuds out and turning off the TV and the cell phone and all of that good stuff?
Yeah, there's, I think everybody should put their electronics away for at least a week and then just get in tune with yourself and your mm-hmm. spiritual essence and your connection to the divine and your connection to the universe, because electronics all have a frequency themselves. You know, there's radio waves, there's, you know, all kinds of energy that comes from all these electronics. And if you sleep with your phone by your bed or in your bed or you have your laptop on your bed, you know, get that stuff out of there, you know, clear out the energy waves. Sometimes you just need to go to the beach or go to the mountains or just go outside, you know, and just feel, you know, the earth under your feet and, you know, the wind on your face. And you have to connect with nature at times and get rid of the electronics because they really – sometimes their energy can build up around you and within you, and you have to release that, you know, from time to time. I'm the world's worst because everybody always gets mad at me because they're like, why don't you ever have your phone with you? Because I forget it all over the place. I leave it in the barn. I leave it in the house because it's not attached to me. You know, it's not that important. It's like if somebody calls me, I'll call them back, you know, but, you know, it's I don't keep it on me because it – sometimes, to me, the phone and the electronics and everything can cause blocks that, you know, you really have to clear them out now and again.
Yeah, especially if you think about it, folks, you receive a negative call from somebody. Somebody calls you up and they're just, you know, railing you. I mean, that energy is going to stay with you for a moment unless you instantly get rid of it, you know. So it's
important. Yeah, and especially people who are empathic, if something like that happens, you really always have said that being an empath is the hardest intuitive ability to have because you're feeling everything that the other person is feeling. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to separate your feelings from other people's feelings. So it's important for empathic intuitives to build a block around them and to keep so that it keeps negativity away from them, because it can really bring you down if you're empathic at all.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it will. Now, in your book, you have tons of practical application tips. Why was that important to include, and also your try it nows? Because they worked for me.
Okay.
I read it and did it, and it's like,
oh, well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Okay, so the try it nows are exercises that you can use to really, like, get involved with the law. And it's more of an exercise, where the practical application tips, those are little tidbits that you can read throughout the day to remind you of the law. So you're not going to have time, you know, to do the exercises. Like, you might not, it might take, you know, 20, 30 minutes to do an exercise, mm-hmm. but it only takes 2 seconds to read two, three lines, you know, in mm-hmm. the practical application tips. Mm-hmm. And that those are just serving as reminders that you can just flip to them really quick during the day and be like, oh, okay, I got to remember this. And I wanted to have more than just the exercise in there, so that's why we put those tips in there. And I also created some the Believe and Receive Oracle cards. They're little mini meditation cards.
Uh-huh.
And what I did is, and you'll notice at the beginning of every chapter, there is a quote from me, that something I made up, is just a little quote from me.
Uh-huh.
So I put those quotes on the little mini meditation cards, and those you can just stick them in your pocket, draw a card at random, and it'll tell you either what law that you're supposed to be thinking about that day, or give you a little inspirational quote that goes along with the law that may, you know, fit in with the situation you find yourself in.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the tips are just that, tips to remind you and to help you throughout the day, whereas the exercises are something you might want to sit down, you know, a half hour at home and do.
Okay. Well, while you were saying that, I just randomly opened your book and then found the beginning of the chapter that I opened the book to, and it was the Law uh-huh. of Love. And that little quote says, "Today I am true to my spiritual essence. I am a beacon of love. It radiates from deep within me to touch all I encounter." First of all, how beautiful. Second of all,
oh, well, thank you.
It seems to have incorporated all those laws that we've been talking about. It was just, what, three little lines. You know, so
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how you feel when you heard that, but when I was reading that, I got tingles. Okay, and for me, that's like raising the vibration. So, I mean,
right, exactly.
And that took, you know, 30 seconds or less. So, you know,
right.
you can shift in an instant, I think, if you choose to. You know, at least shift
true.
Your energy if you choose to. But why do people
true, that's true.
Why do we not want to choose? Why do we want to stay comfortable in our velvet rut?
Well, you just said the prime word right there. We're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
When you're comfortable, everything's okay. You know, why change things up if you don't have to, if you're comfortable where you are? Because when you're growing, you're experiencing changes. And when you're raising your vibration, you have to look at things from a higher perspective. Sometimes it can be hard. So you really have to make that choice. Am I comfortable here? Do I want to just stay at this frequency, or do I want to raise my frequency? So, you know, like people like me who, I mean, my frequency is pretty high, and I'm, you know, pretty, I think mine is high because I teach people how to raise their own. And
mm-hmm.
and just because of everything that I've been through in my life, and, you know, I tried forever to be like, you know, I don't want these abilities. I don't want to know. Just leave me alone, you know. And finally, after fighting it for, like, so long, I just finally gave into it. I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to do? And once I did that, everything seemed to flow so much easier for me. And once I got past caring what other people thought about me being intuitive,
mm-hmm.
everything just flowed. So now I'm at the point where I'm writing books and I'm helping others understand, you know, what they can do to help themselves grow as a spiritual being. And even though we might have, you know, I know I'm going to face difficulties in life. I had a really rough 2017, but I tried to learn from everything that happened and still move forward and to help others. And that's just part of my life path. So I think you have to understand what your life path is.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Please finish.
Oh, no. I was just saying that you should understand what your life path is so that you can grow on that path.
Uh-huh. Okay. And I lost the thought that I had, so that's pretty good.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's me. I got to keep my old mind together. Now, you communicate with animals, and I absolutely love that. Why did you start to go down that road? What was the impetus?
Animals are here and I was here. I don't know. I've been this way as long as I can remember, since I was a little girl. I mean, I've always had a connection with animals, and animal frequency came about just because, I work with frequency, and that was a good way to describe animal totems. I call them energy animals. And how they appear in your life and what they mean. And just because I've experienced a lot of past life connections with the animals that have been in my life, and I've experienced them coming back to me when they've been in my life previously, and then I have some that I know will always be with me on the spiritual level and that they're not coming back. To me, if you understand the energy connections that you have with animals and how to understand how they think, then that helps the animals and it helps us grow as human beings. Because to me, if you say that's just a dumb animal, well, I have to disagree with you because it's not just a dumb animal. Just because he can't speak, he can speak telepathically. So like with my horses, I train my horses through images and through sending animal frequency connections of divine energy to them. And, people will come to my barn and they're like, well, these horses are so well behaved. And I'm like, well, yeah, because I do this with them and I connect with them on this level. So, I don't know. It's just I've always been this way. I don't know.
Okay. You're just you. That's all you can be. Right?
Yeah. And then I'll go to PetSmart or somewhere, one of the animal stores around here to buy dog food. And everybody's dog will come up to me, and they're like, oh, he never goes to anybody. I'm like, okay, can I get to pet him? They're like, yeah, sure. Yeah, I just need to pet him.
Great. Well, folks, we've been speaking with Melissa Alvarez, her book, Believe and Receive. Melissa, what is the one takeaway you'd love our audience to have by reading and utilizing the information? Folks, you got to do more than read. You got to utilize.
Right. I just want everybody to know that, you have it within yourself to achieve whatever you want in your life. And whatever your deepest desires are, these 40 laws can help you get them. You just have to put them into application and to understand that, some things take time. Everything isn't instantaneous. And you have to participate. You can't just sit back and wait. So if you're active, you look at things from different perspectives, you are grateful for what you're achieving, and you appreciate what you already have and the people in your life as you move forward, towards whatever it is you want. And the main thing is to believe that you're going to receive it and to believe in yourself and to believe in the people around you, to believe in the universe. You have to have belief and thankfulness. And if you have those things, then whatever you want to achieve, eventually it will come to you.
Okay, so people get used to your BS, and that's belief system. Okay.
Right.
Well, you can check out Melissa at either one of her websites. That's melissaa.com, and that's MELISSAA, so two A's, .com, and animalfrequency.com. Melissa, it's been a joy to have you on. Please come back when your book, Spirit Animals, comes out, because it's an excellent book, folks. You're going to love it. If you love animals, you're going to love this book. Will you come back?
Well, thank you. I will definitely come back. It's been a great joy to be on here with you today, and I really appreciate you having me on.
Okay, thank you. And thank you to the audience for being with us tonight as we collectively get over it and start to believe and receive. I am truly honored and appreciate your time and attention. The divine in me honors the divine in you. When you're ready to have a more balanced life, give me a call. Intuitive consultations that are 30 minutes or longer are offered at a 10% discount if you mention the podcast. Love yourself enough to make an investment in yourself and make the call. 888-240-6057. And remember, the most important choice that you can make is what you choose to make important. Consider making the masterful choice of love. Abundant blessings, light, and love to all. Namaste.